great things. God has done great things for us. A look at any moment of our life shows us countless blessings. Therefore, what are we to do in life and why? The following passage gives us the answer. Only fear the Lord and serve him in truth with all your heart, for consider what great things he has done for you. 1 Samuel 12:24. Stand in awe. We are to fear or be in awe of our wonderful Lord God. We are to serve him completely in truth and with all of our hearts. Putting our all into what we do out of our love for God is paramount. Blessings beyond number. Only a look at the sky above us, providing in turn rain and sunshine, should make us grateful. The earth has a bountiful array of growing things, fruits and vegetables, trees and flowers, birds and animals provide our nourishment and emotional needs. Joy and gratitude for our blessings should abound with each breath we take into our lungs and each sight we view. God blesses us beyond measure each moment we live. He has done and continues to do great things for us. He blesses us with children and is a loving father to us all. Trouble comes to all, and yes, evil lives on our planet. However, we have the God of all creation as our Father if we choose to follow him. He is stronger than any evil and gives hope in all circumstances. Salvation. Christ came to die for our sins in our place, and if we ask him, he will enter our hearts as our Savior. See Romans 10:9-10. Through Christ's death on the cross as our Savior, we can approach God our Father and ask for forgiveness of our sins through Jesus. We will then have everlasting life in heaven with Christ when we leave this earthly life. Salvation has been given and received in this simple way God provides. Joy here and there. So we should fear God and serve him with all of our hearts and do this because of who he is and all the countless things of joy he has done for us. We have only to consider the great things he has done for us to realize how wonderful our God is and how deserving of our devotion and service. We have blessings here on earth with him beside us and blessings to come in our heavenly home with him ahead.